Arr, it's the podcast Pirates. The latest from podnews.net with supporting cast, where your brand comes first. Someone has been taking the podcast A History of Rock Music in 500 Songs, and without credit, translated it into French for nearly 2 years, says the host, earning money from it too. Andrew Hickey, who owns the podcast, says,
"He clearly listens to my podcast, so I am going to give him until Monday to take all those episodes down and post an apology before I contact the lawyer."
Captain Dilligaff, who Hickey alleges is the podcaster, has taken down his Patreon. It was earning $76 a month under the name Philippe Gâteau, which is a name that takes the cake, isn't it? His podcast appears to be no longer listed at Apple. It's still hosted at Spotify for podcasters, however. Does Dilligaff's podcast copy the original? Well, here's Dilligaff's episode of The Four Tops, I Can't Help Myself, which starts,
"I can help myself, the Four Tops." Et constitue la deuxième partie d'une série de trois épisodes consacrés à la Motown de 1965.
While Hickey's episode, with the same name, starts,
"I Can't Help Myself by the Four Tops," part of a three-part look at Motown records in the mid-60s.
C'est une coïncidence étonnante. In the Philippines, 19.8% of internet-connected Filipinos, that's 17 million, listen to podcasts every week. Comedy is the number one genre, preferred by 74% of respondents, to a survey we linked to today from leading publishers The Pod Network Entertainment, Chroma Entertainment's Anima Podcasts, and Puma Podcast, who joined forces to uncover the behaviours and psychological profiles of Filipino podcast listeners. The Philippines has a population of 150 million and a high English literacy rate, which is a significant opportunity for podcasting, says the report. You can download it in full in our show notes and our newsletter at podnews.net. The 2024 LA Webfest Award winners were announced. There were 9 podcast categories. We'll link to those today. Patrick Beverley, a US basketball player, refused to talk to Melinda Adams, an ESPN reporter, because she wasn't subscribed to his podcast. It's not the first time he's done that, apparently. Last we checked, this wasn't a good way to get subscriptions. And we're proud that the Podglomerate has become our latest gold supporter. Last week, the podcast services firm specializes in production, marketing, and monetization of outstanding content. You can join them and support us at podnews.net/support. Time for some tech stuff, and Buzzsprout launched a thing called Fan Mail last week, probably the closest we have, now at least, to cross-app comments. Given that over 4 out of 5 podcasts are listened to on a mobile device, the service places a link in your episode notes which opens your text app, adding a code to route the message to the podcast that you're listening to. We have a link in our show notes and our newsletter today which will send a message to us via the Pod News Weekly Review, and the system shows the messages to the podcaster via the Buzzsprout app. Well, Buzzsprout's Kevin Finn talks more about the service in the Pod News Weekly Review podcast this week, and Cameron Moll of Buzzsprout says on Twitter that it was built in just 6 weeks. The system uses Twilio, and pricing on their website indicates that texts cost Buzzsprout up to 0.79 cents each message to receive. Messages are sent to a Jacksonville number. And the podcast publisher tag is now formalized into the new podcast namespace. The tool allows you to link to a list of shows that you publish, which is helpful for podcast directories. PodNews supports it in our RSS. And in podcast news, My Morning Devotional has posted its 1,000th episode, a special reunion between the founder and the 4 new co-hosts who took over the show after she stepped away to heal from a personal tragedy. The 1,000th episode features all 5 hosts doing a normal 5-minute daily dose of heaven, followed by reflections on the 999 shows prior. In Better Podcasting this week, the team look at the new IAB guidelines and Spotify's withdrawal. And new last week, Italian for Sure describes itself as an ultimate and accurate guide to Italian culture. The show goes beyond the cliches and stereotypes to reveal the true Italian way of listening. It interviews locals who passionately share their wisdom, stories, and insights about Italy. This podcast is sponsored by Supporting Cast. Don't lock your members into one platform. With Supporting Cast, you own your podcast subscription and you control the subscriber relationship, and it's completely white labeled. So it's your brand that's always front and center. You can learn more about Supporting Cast with a link that I've helpfully put in the show notes. And that's the latest from our newsletter. To read all the stories and subscribe, we're at podnews.net.